How hard does it get to stay positive when it seems like there's setbacks along the way?
It's challenging. Definitely, it's challenging right now. I was telling him earlier, it's one of the hardest times in my life right now that I'm dealing with. So I think the things in the past strengthened me to this point so I could get through this. And, I'm going to just, keep doing what I've been doing.
Have you been able to test it at all again?
Yeah, I've been working with Chad, but we've been going at a slower pace this time because of all the setbacks. Right.
That you tested it, when was the last time?
Monday.
And then you didn't do anything today, right?
No.
Things in your life were helping you kind of stay positive. What is it that helps you stay positive?
Just looking forward towards my goals and my dreams, and focusing on that stuff and not just all the negative going on right now. Also just, being appreciative of all the blessings that God blessed me with, and my two daughters, my family, to see them every day. So it's still a blessing, wake up and be a part of the Redskins. So I'm going to keep working hard and keep doing what I can do.
Is there a point, maybe one game left, two games left, where you just might say, I'm better off just shutting it down and going through this for a game or two?
Something I'll discuss with, we all discuss and make a choice together. We're not there yet, so I'm just focused on getting my body healthy.
Kind of described it as unlucky, just like injuries keep happening. Is that the way you feel?
I feel like with the toe, the hamstring is not unlucky. The hamstring is because of the toe. Overcompensation from my right side, wear and tear and things like that. So that's what caused the hamstring. But the toe thing, I guess that would be unlucky, man. Just came out of nowhere, so I just got to get it right.